Hello, Mr. Feliciano.
Yes.
All right, so I did get a hold of him finally. So the tech I did so what the technician said is when he went to go check on the issue, he thought that there might have just been a split or something going on with the other end. The sad news is because they are still doing construction in your area, where they had the connection point terminated, where you were supposed to be connected, it wasn't quite ready for service yet. So he's going to he has already messaged the technician has already messaged off his supervisor so he can coordinate with our construction team to try and find out when exactly they are going to be available to actually have their have service established and ready to go. We will need to we will be notified when that is. Hopefully it's here very shortly, but we will have to reschedule your installation for a later date. We are sorry that the issue did happen today, that you had planned to have everything ready to go for our high speed internet and our high speed fiber today. We do regret that due to construction and that we are going to have to postpone your installation for a
Did
short little.
yeah, I just wanted to say, when you say construction, you mean out on the road they're doing construction? Is
Yes,
that
the they're still laying fiber line in your area. That is correct.
Oh, they're still laying fiber line.
Yes.
But now I won't be billed, right? Because I mean I signed up a week ago Thursday. I won't be billed or anything like that, right? Until I actually get internet.
That is correct, Mr. Feliciano. You actually will not be billed until the technician activates your service at during your installation appointment.
Okay. Now the you know, 'cause I've had trouble with my phone. I don't know if they did contact me, and they text messaged me, but in the text message it said that the internet was already active, right? They said it,
Let me know.
or email, it said that it was activated, but I mean I guess it wasn't because you're telling me now. But they because my girlfriend was here, and they didn't. Like they didn't say that, specifically like how long they were gonna take. So she stood here waiting for a while, for them to come back, and they never showed up, so.
No, and I understand that, and I am very sorry for the inconvenience, Mr. Feliciano. Like I stated, for the installation for your internet, you will not be billed until a technician is able to actually activate your service. We have a whole process of going through with that. That as soon as we have information of when you'll be able to have installation done. What we'll do is we will give you a call back because we'll get a message from our technicians department as letting us know that hey, saying hey installation is ready to go for this address. Can you give them a call and reschedule? Schedule at that time we will actually be coming in. We'll be able to call you up and we can actually because you are already supposed to have your installation appointment today. The lighter came out. He checked everything for you. He was trying to get everything. You know, good to go for you, but due to the construction issue, he was unable to complete your installation. You won't be billed because that line has to be pretty much. We have to have a signal that's saying internet is successfully established before we even initiate any kind of billing in that regards. So.
But then, like if I'm a little like confused in the sense where like shouldn't the representative I spoke to last week didn't he have knowledge of this that I wouldn't have internet because the fiber wasn't laid down or it wasn't installed yet?
Who did you speak to? Do you remember?
Matt Gillis.
Oh, so you spoke to Matt. Okay.
Because I was under the impression that, I was ready to go. I mean, everything, the cable, the fiber optic cable was already laid, and all I had to do was just, sign up for it, and I would get my internet.
That seems like it would be a reasonable assumption as well. Once again, sometimes it's where the termination point they have is at isn't always the one that may be available. your address may be serviceable, but at the same time, it's the line has been laid, but it hasn't been correctly established to the main artery that runs through
okay.
Kingston. So that could be the issue that's going on. They might be putting a rush in for that. So it's ready to go sometime, hopefully early next week. I know next week is the 4th of July. So I'm hoping we have information about what is going on by Monday. That way we can give you a call back and hopefully get you ready, get you installed on Tuesday.
Well, that's my other issue I have also. I'm going on vacation next week.
Okay.
I'm going to be away till Tuesday. Well, my girlfriend will be here. And then from Tuesday to Saturday of next week.
I'm going to be here. I work.
Okay, well, she works. It'd have to be after next week.
If we can be here, we'll be here. Not, they're
going to
have to be here.
Well, it just can't be done next week because we won't be here. So,
no,
I mean, it has
no,
to be the following week.
That's understandable, Mr. Feliciano. Yeah, we can definitely, like I said, we will call you. We'll make sure we give you a call and schedule a time that is convenient for you and your girlfriend for that installation. That way it's not intrusive on your schedule and you can enjoy your vacation as much as possible.
Okay. All right.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Mr. Feliciano?
No, that would be all. Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. And hopefully we can get this issue resolved for you as soon as possible. Thank you for calling into Archtop Fiber. And hopefully we get to get a chance to talk to you sometime next week to get that appointment rescheduled for you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.